So on July 23rd, at approximately 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Douglas County deputies responded to County Road 181 in eastern Douglas County. They'd received information of a possible marijuana grow. There's also a male subject there that they'd received information, had an outstanding warrant out of Howe County for failure to appear on a child molestation warrant. At the time, he did have an active warrant for his arrest. Deputy Deering and Deputy Box responded to that area. The camper was sitting kind of on the backside of the property, so they followed a trail to where the camper was at and walked in to a pretty remote area. And upon arriving, there was two male subjects sitting outside of the camper. One male subject immediately got up and started walking. Deputies began giving verbal commands for him to stop, not to run. As he was taken off fleeing from the officers, he then turned and fired one round at the deputies. The deputies then returned fire, striking the subject multiple times. His name was Marvin Burke, age 54. We are very familiar with him. He was arrested in Douglas County in 2011, charged with two counts of child molestation. Unfortunately, through a plea agreement with the former prosecutor, Roger Wall, he was given a pretty easy break, and he pled guilty to one count of child molestation. The other count was dismissed, and he was only given a 7-year sentence when he was legitimately looking at 15 years on each charge. He has a lengthy criminal history that begins and covers a span of approximately 35 years. It began in 1987. You know, he was charged with burglary, second degree, felony stealing. Both of those were pled down to misdemeanor offenses. 1999, he was charged with first degree burglary once again, pled down to misdemeanor stealing. 2001, he was charged with trespassing, domestic assault, pled guilty, 1 year probation. 2007, assault, third degree, 1 year probation. 2008, harassment, 1 year probation. Then, as we spoke earlier about the 2011 case, and then in 2021, he was charged with child molestation of first degree and attempted forcible rape out of Howe County. That's what his warrant was for. So the 2011 charge, he did the 11 years in the Department of Corrections on the 2011 charge, getting out in 2019 before being charged in 2020. So, you know, the frustrating part about this for me is the fact that, you know, if you don't convict people and you don't convict them of felony offenses, then you know you're never going to have the three strike rule implemented here. So, you know, he had two felony cases that were dismissed and pled down to misdemeanors. So in 2011, all honesty, the 2011 should have been a third strike. He should have done way more time than just the 7 years. You know, and the part that, you know, that just really pisses me off about the fact is that, you know, what we've done is the system has allowed him to create more victims, you know, innocent children. And now, you know, regardless of, you know, when you sign up to do this job in law enforcement, you know, there's always the possibility that you're going to have to shoot somebody. And that's something that none of us ever want to do. Unfortunately, when we keep turning these people out, then it just increases our odds of having to do it. So, you know, had this guy been locked up where he was at, you know, he was out on a $10,000 surety bond is what he was out on. So let's get that right. He is a convicted child molester. He got a second charge of child molestation, and his bond was only $10,000 surety, which means he can go through a bondsman, probably put up $100, and he gets out. And he's been on the run for several months. So, yeah, that's the frustrating part of this, is that, you know, there's all this accountability for law enforcement officers. You know, you wear your body cams. You know, you can use this hold. You can't use that hold. You know, where's the accountability on the system? Where's the accountability on the prison system to keep these people locked up? Where's the accountability on the judges to hit these repeat offenders with max sentences? You know, and there's a lot of discretion. There's a lot of discretion given to a prosecutor. When you can plead a felony a case away and make it a misdemeanor, you know, just like in this case, you've taken away that third strike. He technically only has the one strike that he got in 2011. So that's just ludicrous. It's a, you know, it's an insult to those of us that are out here doing this job. It's an injustice to the people in our community. You know, I think when you talk to the people in this community, they want punishment for what these criminals are doing, especially when you have innocent children involved.